And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And joining me in studio now is Amanda Doyle with Wear Magazine. Good morning and welcome to the studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on the show here. Can you tell people what Wear Magazine is, W-H-E-R-E, if they don't know?
You bet. Actually, most locals probably will not know because it is St. Louis's monthly visitor magazine. So it's aimed entirely at out-of-towners. It's in the hotel room when you come to St. Louis. You might pick it up at the airport, your concierge desk. And it's all about what you should do during your stay in St. Louis, dining, shopping, events, entertainment. And it is great for locals because everybody wants to know that stuff. But sorry, locals, you're actually not our target audience.
Well, I do pick it up and I enjoy looking at it. And there's really a lot of good information in there. And also you have these little map books that I picked this one up actually at Left Bank Books the other day.
The map, honestly, for all the writing we do about everything in St. Louis, it's really superfluous. Everyone really just wants a great map. When you're in a new city, you want to know where you are and where you should go. So.
Now, you've written a book, and I guess this is kind of inspired by the work that you've done for Wear Magazine, W-H-E-R-E. This book could never actually be made into a movie because the title would not fit on any marquee. The title of the book is... Finally, a locally produced guidebook to St. Louis by and for St. Louisans, neighborhood by neighborhood.
It just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does. Or actually, if you want to just say guidebook to St. Louis. And you've done, and I'm not just sucking up here, you've done a spectacular job because there's so much stuff in here.
You have no reason to suck up to me. So
no,
thank you. Thank you very much. It was a lot of work and a team effort, I should mention. I had a great assist from Carrie Bonish, who did a lot of work on certain parts of the book, and we can talk about that later. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it's all the stuff that I think you should know if you're headed to explore some of our great neighborhoods.
Now, it says here, by and for St. Louisans, but you said Wear Magazine, while it's targeted to out-of-town visitors, locals can use it, but out-of-town people would love this.
Oh, sure. They'd eat this up. But this was kind of, I mean, I spend so much time at my day job focusing on what visitors need to know. And of course, there's all this great local insider stuff that visitors would love to know, but really it's for the people who live here every day who want just to get out of their rut and find a new place or find that little hidden restaurant they heard about from somebody one time and they've never been to. So that was the goal of the book.
Okay, now you mentioned, you sent me a note there, some of your favorite dining experiences, and I guess they're listed in the book, like maybe going to, Wednesday when they do the thing over at St. Raymond's?
Ah, yeah, Lebanese lunch on Wednesdays at St. Raymond's near downtown in LaSalle Park. It's this enormous ballroom at the St. Raymond's Maronite Church, and on Wednesdays, the church ladies of St. Raymond's whip up a feast not to be believed, honestly, and it's a cafeteria line. You could eat yourself sick for about $8, and it's a great place to go and just kind of see a cross-section of everyone. A lot of politicos end up there shaking hands and working the crowd, so it's a really fun time every Wednesday.
I've been told that a lot of movers and shakers, I mean, I've been to the facility for banquets and such
right.
In the evening, but and it's close to downtown, very easy, and there's plenty of parking.
Yep, and tons of great food.
Let's see what else is on your list here. Cafe Osage. I don't know that. What is that?
Cafe Osage is attached to a relatively new urban nursery called Bowood Farms. It's sort of in the old Gaslight Square area off the Central West End. So Bowood Farms does plants and all kinds of gardening workshops. Well, they opened up a restaurant on their site called Cafe Osage that's just phenomenal. And it's kind of one of those you would never find it unless you were looking for it kind of places. They do a great breakfast. They do a lot of local food. They really are strong about sourcing their stuff. They're growing all the herbs and greens and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just thought, we've got all this stuff right here. Why don't we put it on a plate and make it look great? So I recommend that for breakfast or lunch. It's really fantastic.
If you're just punching in, this is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. It's a weekly show about food, dining, beverage, cooking, kitchens, food media, and that stuff. And in the studio with me is Amanda Doyle, who has written, finally, a locally produced guidebook to St. Louis by and for St. Louisans, neighborhood by neighborhood. Some other neighborhood things. By the way, I got a note from Suzanne Corbett was on with me last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a note, and she said that she did go to the Mexican fish fry last night at St. Cecilia's in the city, and she said it was magnifico, and then she put the little smiley face emoticon on there.
Oh, good for her. Well, actually, that's on my list for next Friday. St. Cecilia's does a, they have a heavily Hispanic parish. They've really reached out to that community, and they do every week a traditional fish fry, got all the fish and, you know, spaghetti and all that stuff that you're used to seeing, but they also do handmade chili rellenos, they do enchiladas, they do these deep-fried quesadillas. And it's a lot of fun. I heard before also that there were tequila shots, but I'm not sure if that's authorized or if that's just in somebody's trunk.
Ah, okay.
So yeah. You didn't hear that from me officially, but you might look around and see if anybody looks kind of shady.
Just ask and kind of wink. You mentioned John McGurk's patio, and there are probably people in the metro who have never gone to John McGurk's. It's such an interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about McGurk's down in Soulard.
McGurk's, it's when that first inkling of spring starts in the air and it's just warm enough that you want to be outside without your coat. Honestly, the first thing I think is we've got to get to McGurk's as soon as possible. And I'm never the only one. There are always 8 million people there on that first day.
Yep.
The patio outside has grown over the years, and it's probably as large as the interior space now. Multi-levels, beautiful brick. There's a fountain on one of the lower levels. If you've got kids with you, you'd be surprised. I'm recommending a bar in Soulard to take there. But they have fish. They have this great koi fish pond. And the bartenders outside will give your kid a little cup of fish food, which keeps my kid busy forever. And the food is really fantastic. People are just so happy to be there.
Talking about kids, Amanda Doyle, you mentioned that you try to indoctrinate your kid into maybe things that aren't chicken McNuggets and aren't, you know, just your normal kid peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which sometimes you go to a restaurant and it's like, well, we're going to order something exotic. And for my kids here, a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Right.
How are you doing that? And what kind of places have you taken your offspring to?
Well, I have a 3-year-old son, and I will say I talk a good game about it. Sometimes you just give in and all they eat is a plate of French fries.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I get that. Yeah. But I will say we live close to South Grand, which is a hot spot for a lot of international cuisines. So it is fun to take your kids somewhere where immediately sort of the mac and cheese and nuggets is off the table because they're not serving that on mm-hmm. their menu. Mm-hmm. We love a spot on South Grand called The Vine, which is on one side is a Mediterranean and halal market, and on the other side is a little cafe. They make smoothies there out of a million things I would never think to make smoothies out of. And they make this carrot smoothie that's carrots. It's a ton of carrots and a little bit of honey. And I think there's some cardamom or something sprinkled on top. I mean, my kid will suck this thing down. He'll drink a 16-ounce carrot smoothie. That must be like a bunch of carrots.
Well, I'd kind of like to have one of those.
It's really good.
It sounds like it's not just something for the kids. Okay, now you've gone to a lot of neighborhoods, and one of the purposes of this show, Amanda, is to kind of reveal things to people that they may not have considered. And I actually met a guy who lives in the West End the other day,
mm-hmm.
and he does a lot of biking around Forest Park. But I said, have you ever been to Creve Coeur Lake? No. I said, have you ever ridden on the Katy Trail? No, I've heard of it. And I said, well, you've got to get out. There is life, you know, west of Skinker.
Right.
So I'll ask you from the city dweller point of view,
mm-hmm.
do you have a favorite neighborhood in the burbs or in the county?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I have. This is the downside of writing a book about neighborhoods. You find everyone is your favorite when you're looking at it. I really enjoy a lot of the neighborhoods actually in North County. Ferguson and Florissant, I think, are just amazing community-minded places, a lot of historic architecture and some really great finds. I love Webster Groves and Kirkwood. I think those are also incredible spots. There are so many places all over that are interesting to explore. I just took the other day an intern that we have at the magazine over to Des Moines just to show her, mm-hmm. like, here's a pocket that you're not going to otherwise find. And she was just like, are we in a storybook? What is this? Where are we? So I think there are great finds everywhere. And it's definitely, you know, it's not just my bias as a city dweller. I think we all get stuck in these ruts. Your cyclist friend
yep.
probably thinks I'm on the top of the world doing the same thing I do every day. You really have to force yourself to make an effort to get out and to find something new. There are great spots in every neighborhood, and there are reasons that people live in every kind of neighborhood, and it's worth doing a little poking around and asking people who live there, what do you like to do on a Saturday, you know? Because they'll tell you about stuff you would have never found out otherwise.
Okay, now let's go back from the county dweller's point of view. Let's say you're listening in Bridgeton. DePere or unincorporated South County. And where would you, among the many wonderful neighborhoods in St. Louis City, you mentioned you live in the South Grand neighborhood, maybe another one that you would point people to that they might not think of, you know, right off the top of their heads?
First place I would send anybody is Cherokee Street, just a little bit south of my neighborhood. It's sort of wedged near downtown, a little south of downtown. It's historically been... Historically, in the last few decades, it's been a heavily Hispanic, Latino-influenced area. There are a lot of great Mexican restaurants and Mexican bakeries. There are some where there is not a lot of English spoken. So if that's a concern, you should check it out a little bit beforehand or take your phrase book or be willing to point at the menu a lot. but there are also some really cool art galleries and some shops down there. It's a very kind of... it's an interesting mix of very arty people, people who have lived there for a long time, who are running the same restaurant, their family's been running forever. A lot of live music venues are headed there now. So I just think it's a fascinating mix of St. Louis.
And you're talking about most of the area west of Jefferson, or are you talking about the whole area,
you know,
all the way over to
Lent
Mansion?
Yeah, because if you go east of Jefferson, you're more in the Antique Row, and people may have been there. But there are a lot of new shops over there as well, all the way down to Demenel Mansion, you know, and you can do lots of fun stuff there. But yeah, west of Jefferson is a lot of the kind of new art. There's a great shop called STL Style House that does very St. Louis-centric posters and t-shirts and stuff like that. There's an old-fashioned letterpress, hand letterpress place called Firecracker Press that makes amazing paper goods. So it's a lot of fun to just spend a day walking.
Those t-shirt guys do have some hilarious t-shirts, and they're such nice folks, too. I've enjoyed talking to them. The book is called Finally, a locally produced guidebook to St. Louisans, by and for St. Louisans, neighborhood by neighborhood. I grabbed this one at the Barnes & Noble at West County Center.
Excellent.
If a person wanted to pick one up, where would you suggest they go, Amanda?
You can look at the website for a whole list. It's stlguidebook.com. But they are at Barnes & Noble. They're at many of the independent bookstores, including Subterranean Books in the Loop, both locations of Left Bank. I believe Puddinhead Books in Webster still has it. And some of the independent stores that are listed in the book are carrying it as well.
And while we urge people to support locally owned businesses, if you like to do the online thing, I'm sure you can get it on Amazon.
You can get it on Amazon. You bet.
Okay. Hey, congratulations. This is a very nice book.
Thanks.
Is some very good stuff. And thank you for visiting us here on the show on 590 The Fan, KFNS. That's Amanda Doyle. And you can also pick up Wear Magazine, you know, if you're hanging around a hotel lobby. Actually, you can pick it up at a lot of places. There's a lot of good information. We will come back in just a moment and wrap up our show today here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. You're listening to Food Talk STL.